Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and only those who follow Him. Some people wish that God would wake up and move by His Spirit. Every generation had those that wanted to see God move like they did in days of old. Even Gideon asked the angel, why don't the Lord move like He used to? And the answer is relevant. People don't follow Him. God can't operate through people against their will. He has to use people that love His will. People that get rid of the idolatry. The first thing Gideon did before the angel moved in his life, after the angel told him what to do, and exposed his calling, he had to get rid of his daddy's idol. He had to knock it down. God didn't do anything for Israel till that doggone idol was on the ground, sideways or upside down. It had to be knocked over. So now, then the Lord proceeded. Because the people were so idolatrous, if God would have moved on their terms, they would have stayed in idolatry and went right back into captivity again. Just like lukewarm Christians do today. Instead of going forward to know the Lord, people get saved and then they traditionalize God. You got to receive God as He is, not according to the will of man. And as long as people hold God back in traditions, they're going to be the ones on the outside while God is moving with those that love Him. Jesus spoke of the five virgins, the five wise and the five foolish virgins, who was invited to the wedding. They were going to be in the wedding, and their lamps needed to be shining. The five wise kept oil in that lamp. They held true to their purpose. Now, looking at what God has done for us, all the ceremonial laws is fulfilled the day you believe on Christ. The moment you believe on Jesus Christ, you have fulfilled the purpose of the ceremonial laws that point to Christ. You have partaken of Christ Himself. You have the destination and all the road signs, ceremonial laws, you fulfill them. You got the destination. And then all those who fulfill the law, they operate according to God's love. The love of God fulfills the law. That's how Jesus did it. That's how you do it. That's how I do it. Yesterday's broadcast, the Lord called it to be holy. To be holy. That was yesterday's broadcast. He titled it to be holy. We can't just receive light. We have to drive out the darkness. Everything that hinders us, we have to drive it out of our lives, just like Joshua and Caleb and the Israelites were supposed to drive out the Philistines. You're going to take their homes and their houses and drive them out of the land. Now, if you didn't understand what they were about and what they had done, you might think that's mean. These people were hybrids. They were angel-human hybrids. They didn't have a right to be there. God didn't give them the land. God gave the land to His people, not Satan's people. If they had stayed in that land, they would have developed a stronghold and seduced the whole world into witchcraft and idolatry and human sacrifice. All over the world there's evidence of civilizations and it's overgrown with trees and shrubbery, and they're finding what used to be kingdoms, and they don't know what happened to the people. The people are missing, and they left these wonderful cities that had running water. Now, and the people that found them and lived there, they say they didn't do it. Whenever there's evil, hear me good, when evil, once it takes root, it will consume everything. In fact, if God did not send his people to Canaan land, that strategic place on earth, everybody might be dead. The whole world may look like empty cities at this point. Because Satan hates humanity. He would love to wipe us out. But he couldn't handle people who follow God. The angels were afraid of Joshua and the Israelites because God was with them. Just like demons tremble at your feet when you love God and you know it. When you speak the name of Jesus, they tremble and they run. They don't hang around to watch and see what you're going to do next. They get out of there. We have the power to drive out darkness. But first, we got to drive the darkness out of ourselves. To be holy, we have to receive light. And we have to receive enough of it to drive out the darkness and to want to drive out the darkness. And you can't serve God with vague traditions. People that do that, they don't ever get to know him. And things, when you follow God, things don't have to be perfect looking. When you study the book of Acts, that the apostles' lives were not perfect looking. They were holy. But they were thrown in jail. They had shipwrecks. They had all kind of plights and problems. Because Satan was trying to stop them. And we need to follow God. That's the only... When we do that, when we stick with his plan, most people that I know, they God give them something to do, and they lose the charge to do it. They do their plan and want God to bless it. Instead of doing his perfect will, most people do the permissive will. If you go in his presence, and you don't have to act aggressive, just go in his presence, yield to him, and do whatever he says. Sometimes people think they got to be aggressive, busy to follow God. You have to be doing precisely what he said, in love. That's the hot church. I've seen people, they are aggressive in their way, in their business for God. They try to get a lot done in one day. It looks good on paper, but when you spend time with the Lord and go in his presence, he'll give you what to do. Then be aggressive if you got to be aggressive. But it's so easy to just do the things that God say do. Write the books that he give. Finish it. Ask him what his plan is. The traditional way is to sell the book to whoever will buy it and call it God's will. But what if you wrote the book and you got a copy to everybody that God wrote it for? See, some people will buy it and never read it. That doesn't fulfill God's plan. But those who buy the book and read it, and they want to, and they seek to do it, they're fulfilling God's plan. And then there are hungry souls that would read it if they had a copy. And then the plan of God is fulfilled. when we do our assignment, that's a portion of the whole plan. We want to complete it. We want it completed. It's completed when people receive and read that copy that God wrote it for. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. A lot can be done with sowing and reaping. Now I'm on a mission. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do all that's in God's heart for me to do. I'm not going to fail. Because I don't have to. And I want to do it His way. I write. When I would do those one-page writings, I called them living letters. That's what God called them. That's what I call them. I would write them, and I would give them to people that want them. I didn't sell it because Jesus said freely. It's freely given to you, freely give. And the more I gave them away, the more writings God gave me to give. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. And then those that love God, they partook of it. It helped them make choices. But I wanted something from God. I wanted something that only He could give me. To help me be effective, to help me reach more people. And as I give out those writings, I would pray that God would cause people to find them and read them. And guess what? I've had reports where people would read something I wrote 20 years ago, and it would be a fresh word currently. The radio broadcast. I ask God to use it like a tool in His hand. Some people would turn it off. I commission the angels to help people that God wants to hear it to hear it. I want something from Him, just like He wants something from me. I want His will fulfilled. Don't take for granted that it's just going to be fulfilled because God wants it fulfilled. You have to enforce it. You have to move demons out of the way. And that's easy. You speak life over what God is doing.
Serve a purpose and fulfill it. And you have to be rewarded for doing things God's way. So now it's important to know Him and to do all that's in His heart. It's important to see Him as He is. It's important to know Him truly as He is. And the more we get to know Him, the better off we are. We're supposed to go forward. We're supposed to do everything that's in His heart. And as we do, we win. I have to do these things through Him. I can't look at what's not. Some people just don't want to know any more than they already do. Some people don't seem to want to grow and learn. That's not always important to people. And some do, they just don't know how to go about it because of the way that they're trained. But when you know, in Acts, you go look at what they did. They stayed in prayer. They prayed. They got to understand. Don't even traditionalize prayer. Praying to God is wonderful. That's a privilege. The only way you'll appreciate it is to go back and look at what they had to do just to pray, just to be able to be in God's will. If they sinned, they had to go sacrifice an animal. If they were rich, they had to give the animal that they had. And it may be the children's favorite animal. But because daddy said something or did something that he shouldn't have done, now he got to go sacrifice the family pet that qualified to be a sacrifice. If they were poor, they had to stop what they were doing, buy two turtle doves and go. We need to know what it costed us to be able to pray to the Lord. And in that, praying is more than just us talking. It's listening to the Lord as well. In those days, only the priests and the prophets could do it, and the kings, they were anointed. Everyday people didn't usually hear from God unless the Lord selected them for something. But we have the Holy Spirit on the inside. We can ask Him anything we want and receive greater answers. Skip over good scriptures sometimes. Jesus said the greatest prophet was John the Baptist, and the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. We have the Holy Spirit within and upon us. Now, we're not getting answers. Whose fault is it? Why would we shut down the answer-giving process of life? Why would we not go and pray? Why do people say, I guess I'll go pray, acting like they're going to stack bricks? And then the Muslims pray 3 or 4 times a day, and they can't ever get an answer. And the Buddhists pray all the time, and they don't get no answer. They don't get nothing, and they don't expect nothing. Because they can't get nothing. They have no mediator. They don't have Jesus. They don't have life. Because they're trying to go to God without Christ, and that's impossible. We have Christ. We have the Father also. We can get answers and won't get answers. Well, I do. I get me some answers. And I seek the Lord for things that's very important. Whatever He bring to me, I deal with that first. And when I'm curious about something, I get after Him about it until I find out. And the reason I say I get after Him about it, it's not that God don't want to answer me. I stick with the process. When I say I'm going to learn something, I always learn it. It's not that God is trying to hide something that I got to go make Him tell me. No, it doesn't. I'm not saying it that way. I mean it this way. When I want to know something, I get after Him about it because I'm not going to let Satan stop the process of me getting my answer. And I know God wants to give me an answer. And I'm patient because sometimes He has to put things in my path so I can understand it. It doesn't matter what I have to learn. Sometimes I just have to learn things. I have to learn things that I didn't ask for to understand and appreciate what He's trying to help me see. But I don't care how He gets the answer to me. But I get my answers. Sometimes there's a process. Sometimes he can say a few words and I understand it. But however he do it, that's what I want. Now, God loves us, and we need to be taking in what God has to say and doing what he gives us to do. Not out of pressure, not out of fear, but out of his love and kindness. And he's with us for a purpose. He helps us do what needs to be done. This is valuable. Very valuable. We really can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We don't have to wait. We can begin the process today. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do all things through him. And it's aggravating to try to do it of ourselves. That's work. Remember, the priests wore garments that didn't cause sweat. If you're sweating, you're working. Do it in his strength. All things in his strength. Now, God is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back. And it's going to be wonderful. I love him. I'm going to do all this in his heart. He can make us be effective. And trusting him is the key. Sticking with what he gives us is the key to do it. And our prayers avail much. So ministry is part of the work, but prayer finishes the work. It helps the works becomes finished. Pray that the right people get the books, the teachings. And the Lord knows how to do it. Some things you're just going to have to trust God on. You can't always see everything that he's giving you for what it is. You have to trust him, and you have to act on what he give you. There is no other way I know to do that. If you keep trusting him, you're going to get where you're going. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. You continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. And he does things that we don't see yet.